Green Mountain Chronicles, number 36. Robert Frost, Poet Laureate.
There was never a sound beside the wood but one, and that was my long scythe whispering to the ground. What was it it whispered? I knew not well myself.
It all stopped. He said, I don't see how you do it. He said, I wished I could have done that. He said, I'm more, but I never could sharpen his eyes.
1938, and Robert Frost, already recognized for over a decade as one of America's leading poets, buys the Homer Noble Farm in Ripton, Vermont. Frost, who was born in 1874, had been coming to the Bennington area since the 20s. Following his wife's death, however, he decided to move closer to Middlebury College and the summertime Breadloaf Writers Conference, where he was often a guest. The late Howard Smith was Frost's Ripton neighbor and sometimes hired hand.
He was just an ordinary man to me. He always stopped and thought. You wouldn't think he was any celebrity or nothing. He was just a common man. Nothing uppity up with him.
Frost was very democratic in his acquaintances and his friends.
Howard Munford, professor emeritus of American literature at Middlebury College, was also an acquaintance of Robert Frost. There was, he points out, another side to Frost as well.
Relations with Robert Frost could be very ticklish and sticky. He was like Hemingway in that he wanted to be the champ. And he wanted everyone to know that he was the champ. So if you were a poet or a critic, you had to walk on eggs. He considered himself to be a citizen of Ripton and Middlebury, and he was a very familiar sight in town. He always wore the same thing, white tennis shoes, khaki pads, shirt open at the neck. And he was a familiar sight in Middlebury, and friends with the merchants and the clerks in the stores, and looking as if he felt very much at home, as I'm sure he did, in spite of the fact that he was born in San Francisco, grew up in Massachusetts, started his poetic career in New Hampshire, came to Vermont rather belatedly to the southern part of the state, and then because of Breadloaf, he found his way up here.
It became a part of him. He really was a Vermonter, whatever he had been before.
Juanita Cook of Middlebury first met Frost on the train from Boston in the 20s. Her late husband, Doc Cook, was chairman of the college's American Literature Department for 40 years and a good friend of Robert Frost.
When he was here, he was a real Vermonter. And I think it meant something to him to be honored as being the Poet Laureate of Vermont.
Frost became the first person to be elected Vermont's Poet Laureate by a joint legislative resolution in 1961, 2 years before his death. Other state testimonials are Robert Frost Mountain, the Robert Frost Wayside Area, and Robert Frost Memorial Drive, all in the Middlebury-Ripton vicinity. Frost was also, according to Munford, an extremely popular poet.
You don't have to be a sophisticated reader to enjoy stopping by Woods in a Snowy Evening or poems of that sort. People like to read about farmers and horses and buggies.
Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch
but
his woods fill up with
snow. But if that is all you go to Frost for, and read just the surface meaning or for the story, and don't begin to investigate the pattern of images and symbols and how they work together to convey a further meaning, then you'll miss the essence of Frost.
I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep.